In Shulchan Aruch Nerachayim, Siman Tov Lamed Beis, Hilchos Pesach, the Mechaber brings down the halacha of the Birchas HaMitzvah and Bedikas Chametz. On Leil Bedikas Chametz, Or La Ba'asa, night of Erev Pesach, before Bedikas Chametz, you make the bracha, Hashem Yishon Mitzvah Sivona, I'll be your Chametz. The Bedikas is the beginning of the beer. It continues the next day with the burning, but the Bedikas is the beginning of the beer, and that's where we make the Birchas HaMitzvah of Al Bedikas Chametz. It's from the Gemara and Pesachim, and that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And right, in Sif Beis, the Mechaber continues, the Malabayis writes, if Yamid Mibnei Beisi, it's Slay B'Shoshim Avarach. The Malabayis, the one who owns the house, is really Mechiv in the Bedika, once he could have the people in his house be around him while he makes the bracha. The Ispazu Nivdek Ishpa Mekoyme, Asmach Bracha Shabirch Malabayis. And then they could spread out, he could send like each son, each child, to go check a different room. They could share the work of Bedika's Chametz, Asmach, relying on the bracha that the father made. So Mogen Ram's Medayik from this, that the Mechaber is saying that each son, who's a chayyur shliach mitzvah, the real chiv is on the father that owns the house, and each person that's helping him, who's a shliach mitzvah, does not have to make his own bracha because they're relying. The Mechaber says, "Al smach bracha shabirch bal bayis," because they relate to the bracha from the bal bayis. So the Mogen Rambam's medak for me is mashma that they didn't hear the bracha from the bal bayis. If it was just a shliach, he would also have to make his own bracha. A mashal, like we talked about this recently also, if someone's out of town, he calls his friend to do bigas chametz for him in his house, to be my shliach, check my house for me, that shliach also has to make a bracha. And the Magen Avraham is telling on this, this is the only place we find in Shulchan Aruch such a concept that a shliach mitzvah also has to make a birchas a mitzvah. And the Magen Avraham asks, why? What's the reason? First of all, what's the makor in Shas? Where do we find such a makor? And what's the reason? The shliach mitzvah is not mechiv to the mitzvah, he's just doing a favor, he's helping, he's not mitzvah in the mitzvah, the bracha is, Asher Kishon Mitzvah Tzivonu, we were commanded to do this mitzvah, the shliach mitzvah is not mechiv to do b'dikas chametz over here, this is the owner of the house's chiv. Why is it mashma in Shulchan Aruch over here, that a shliach mitzvah, if he wasn't yotze the bracha from the owner of the house, he would have to make his own bracha, because he would make his own bracha on that mitzvah, even though he's only a shliach mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham says, "Muzman zogin zoshnas mikol makim kavod mitzvah." Why is, on the first question, why is there a bracha here? It's not his chiyuv. The answer is, it may not be his chiyuv, but he's doing a ma'isa mitzvah. He's doing b'dikas chametz. He's creating a chalos yitzi of the mitzvah. The Baal Habayis is yitzi the mitzvah. With his action, the Baal Habayis, wherever he is, out of town, is being yitzi the mitzvah. So a mitzvah was being done over here. Since the mitzvah is being done over here, Dr. Magen Avraham, that's the svar why a shliach mitzvah also makes a bracha. But we still need a besamaka in Shas. Where do we find such a fiddish chiddush that shliach mitzvah also has to make a bracha? So he says the maka will be from Mila, and he doesn't say, but he means the Gemara in Shabbos that we learned before, the Kuflam Zayim and Beis. The one Shabbos says that when you give your son over to a moil to mal, the moil makes the bracha. The moil makes the bracha. Anyone that made a bris remembers the moil makes the bracha. Shek Shem Shusivon Al Mila. And the Magen Avraham is saying the chayyur this moil is only a shliach mitzvah. The father makes a said. The different bracha we spoke about, the least we should have been, but the main bechus mitzvah of Al Hamila, the moil makes. So this is, that'll be the mock. You see from that, that's the only place in Shas we find the shliach mitzvah making a bracha, and that's how the Mechaber learned it out. The same thing with Bedikas Chametz. The shliach mitzvah also makes a bracha. On the side of the Magen Avraham, on the side of Shulchan Aruch, you have Hagoyis from the Dogma of Avah. That's the Noid B'Yuda. It's printed in the Shulchan Aruch. The Dogma of Avah is a cash in the Magen Avraham. He says, what's your mokka for this whole Indian Shas? What's your mokka that you have a shliach makes the bracha from Mila? His question is, Mimitzis being ain raya. For Mila's no raya. Shisham im ain ha'av, im ain ha'av mo, if the father's not doing the Mila, chayav im bezdim unlay. Unlechach ko echad yachal varech. He's asking, the Gemara says in Kedushim, sorry, the Chavtes, that if the father doesn't mal, there's a chayav on bezdim, which means ko yisrael, chayav on everybody. So, over here the father's not being mal. So, since the father's not being mal, there's a chiyuv on Kol Yisrael. So, when the moil does the mila, he's actually doing his own mitzvah. That's why he makes the bracha of al mila. He's doing the bracha of he's doing the mitzvah of Kol Yisrael. So, maybe that's why. How do you know by shliach mitzvah b'dikas chametz, where the person doing the b'dikas chametz has no shaychus to the mitzvah, has no shaychus to the chiyuv? How do you know that he makes the bracha? So when I saw this dogma of Avah, I didn't really understand this kasha. This kasha is that the moil is doing it as his own mitzvah, but it's not true. When do you say there's a chiyuv al kol yisrael when there's no father? But yasam or whatever, the father's not here, he's an oinus, he cannot do it. But here the father is here. The father's standing here and he's telling the moil to do it. The moil is doing it, the mitzvah of the father. It's not the moil, it's not me din kol yisrael, we didn't get to the second step. We're still in the first step. The first chiv is the father's. And the moral is doing it b'shlichus of the father. And that's a beautiful raya. So we see from here that a shliach mitzvah makes a bracha. What's the dogma of a soul kasha? The dogma of a was a pella. How can he say that the moral is doing it b'midin kol yisrael? That's when there's no father. When there's a father here, he's doing it b'shlichus of the father. So I had this kasha also written in my Sefer B'yachiz Beg on Shus Kivega Simim and Beis, because Salvadi and Simim and Beis, Kivega brought down this Magen Avram. I'm not going to go into the whole Kivega again, we were learning it last week. But he mentions this Magen Avram, and in Agavucha I wrote this kasha on the Dagom of Ava. So this is also when I sent the Sefer to Agoyim Chaim Kineski for Askama, he wrote back and he wrote about this kasha, he wrote text on this kasha. He wanted the answer, which to me was a bit chiddush. He wanted the answer. He thinks that his dogma of Rav is right. He said, "When do you say that the father is doing his mitzvah? That's by father that knows how to mal. When you have a father that does not know how to do mila, it's like he's not here. It's like there's no father. Since the father we know cannot do mila, even if he tried, the mila this front that shafts the chiyav on Kol Yisrael. It goes to the next step. It's like the father's not here. If the father knows how to mal, he's doing it okay. That's chiv on the father. But the father does not a mal, the meaning of that chiv goes on bezdin v'chol Yisrael, because it's like he's not here. He does not a mal, so he doesn't count. That's what he's saying. That be pshat in the Dagom Avraham's kasha on the Magen Avraham. There's a meaning by our case, where the father gave us a mal, the father's not a mal, the mal is not doing it midin shlichus, he's doing it midin the chiv of bezdin v'chol Yisrael. It's a mila. It's very good. The Magen Avraham. It's very good. The Magen Avraham is kasha. So maybe that's why the Mo makes the bracha. But you have no raya that a shliach mitzvah makes his own bracha. So nice to me is a bechidish. But afterwards, I was learning and I saw in the Rush says this chidish. The Rush in Chulin Perkisi Adam Siman Ches. The famous Gemara Chulin that Peizayin. The Gemara says Tani Yida Cheshach Chisa on the parsha on the mitzvah of the Torah of Kisi Adam that when he shech the chayu and oif. There's a mitzvah midraisa to cover the dam with afa. So the Gemara dash, the braisa dashins, the shafach v'chisa, misha shafach v'yichasenu. The chiyav of kisi dam is on the sheikhet. That's what the Torah is saying. The one that he has the chiyav of kisi dam, not on anybody else, the chiyav is on the sheikhet. And the Gemara says, maisa v'echad sheshachat, there's maisa someone shech the chayu and oif, v'kodum chavei v'chisa, and somebody jumped in and threw off on top of it, and he chapped around the mitzvah, kisi dam. V'chayv v'im gamliel eating a yudzurim. Gamliel gave him a knas, but he's sacking a knas of 10 golden coins. So it seems to be a lot of money. And the Gemara ends off, the Gemara declares, was it scha mitzvah, scha bracha? The person, the owner, the sheikh, missed out two things. He missed making the bracha on kisi adam, and he missed the mitzvah. And the Gemara ends off that the real knas is on the bracha, because the bracha was even a bigger loss than the mitzvah. Missing out the chance to make the birchas mitzvah was a bigger loss. So the Ran and another Rishayin and the Shach says it also that the Gemara doesn't mean the knas was just on the bracha. It means it was also on the bracha. It was on the bracha and the mitzvah. Maybe the bracha was the main part, but the zicha you were paying for taking away from him his mitzvah also. But Pagpanri has such a knas in the Gemara that if you chop away someone's kisi adam or any mitzvah, especially with a bracha, there's a knas from 10 zuhuvim. So the Rosh brings down a maisa that was in the times of Yishayim, a maisa shalya. The Rosh brings down a similar maisa, not about kisi adam, he brings down a maisa about mila. He writes, maisa be'echad shomong o'moyol echad shimus benoy. The maisa, someone was machab in a moyol to mal his son, the kodam achal umoloy. And a different moyol jumped in, before anyone knew what happened, the other moyol came and he mauled the kid. So the first moil, one to mine, you stole my mitzvah, you stole my bracha also, you owe me 10 zuhuvim, 10 gold coins. The dintor came to Abinatam, and Abinatam said he's potter. And the reason is because it's a Gemara that says in Achayvul, in Baba Kama, the Feidal and Veiz, the whole medium, unless we have kiss, loyav din shuchusayu. Anything which is not mom and it's knas, it wasn't a real loss. This was a knas. The difference between knas and momen is when you mazik or you steal and there's actual value, that's momen. But when something is a number which is not a real loss, that's called knas. And these yitzuhuim is beged knas. And knas we don't do in chutz l'aretz. And then the Rebbein Tam said, but the Gemara Baba Kama does say at the end of the first parak, im tofas lem afkin minei. Even today, if someone does something that is chayav knas, if you teifus it, you don't go to bezin, you just grab it, you get to keep it. But Rebbein Tam said over here, that won't help you either. Even if you grab from the guy 10 gold coins, you couldn't keep it either, for a different reason. It's because he doesn't really owe it to you. So Bein Tam said, since the Ikka, even though we said the Knas is partly on the mitzvah, but since the Ikka Knas was on the Bracha, the Bein Tam told him, you heard the Bracha, you heard the second meal make the Bracha, and you were able to answer Amen. And he said over the Gemara in Bracha, and in Ozzy, Godel Ein Amen, Me'em Evarach. It's the biggest chus to say Amen, so he's taka stole from you the Bracha, but he gave you a chance to say Amen. Oh, awesome. Oh, that is very good. So the Madani Yamtif on the bottom of the Rosh, he has the Kasha. Also, why did he have to pay Muzavim? He took a half from him is missing, half from his bracha, but the Sheikh was able to answer Amen. So what do you want? Go on Amen. We let you say Amen, the main thing. What?
He didn't say that.
Very good, very good. But then he says that. But the Santa way the Madani Yamtif says it. But then he says it like this. He said, by Mila, it's done by Rabbim. By Mila, the Derechiz, you make the bracha b'kol ram, so everyone could answer. But Kisi Dam is a private mitzvah. People do private things, they make the bracha to themselves. They don't make the bracha out loud for other people to answer something. He goes, well, Lemi Yashmiya Koyla, he's with any Yamtav's Hashem. Why should he raise his voice? Who's listening? The sound of Chmein is the Engel today. As the Gracie, also, Yashimayim, the Engel makes the bracha loud, people should make an Amen. Then Yamtav says, Mecha Tesa, if it's a personal bracha, make it yourself. He says there's no reason to make it loud.
What's with the chelik of the mitzvah? You could say without the
chelik
of the mitzvah,
according to
that they were
mafash. Right. I guess it has to be the bracha also. Without the bracha, then I don't know.
It's mashmeh that's only on the bracha.
It is. You're right. It is mashmeh. Little mashmeh.
It's
the
mitzvah.
I don't know the answer. But unless you can say without, it has to be at least the bracha also. But I'll compare him. This would have been a times from Hayra Psak. Psak Din over here. He said that he doesn't have to pay you because he took a stole from you the bracha and the mitzvah, but he gave you a chance to answer Amen, which was good enough. The Rosh says a different teretz, which is the Rosh says, without the reasons we're in the time, he said that he should be potter. The Rosh says, since his lashon is, since the father did not want to give do the mingle himself, and he was giving it over to another moil, he says, when mingle, the chi was on Gans Klai Yisrael. He says, Mamash Kain, the Mechan Kiyaski Sar. He says, since the father wasn't even being himself, do I have his lashon here? Okay, not exactly South Russia in front of me, but he says such a svar. He says that since the father was not doing the mitzvah, I think such is avlemeina. Since the father doesn't want to mal him, kol yisros chayv lemoyloi. But di b'shama av lemoyl, just because the father told this moyl to do it, loy zochel lemitzvah lechayv laachim kadmai. He wasn't a special zeich in the mitzvah more than anyone else in Klai Yisrael to Machayev, the second guy who chapped the mois.
If he took it from the father, then I guess he had.
Yeah, if he took it from the mal, then for sure he'd be chayev. You would have to come up to be in Tamsvars at least. There would be a chiv yitzvah, there would be a chiv knas, and we have to handle the sugyas of knas bezmanazeh. But the Russian saying it's not negay the whole thing. Even bezman abayis, there wouldn't be a knas over here. Because he didn't steal the mitzvah anyway. The father wasn't maling anyway. And the second guy, he was only chayev midin Klai Yisrael. And we didn't call Yisrael, everyone, the second Moel is chayav the same way as the first, so he's not stealing anything. So Meduchsa.
I'm not sure, in Reb Chaim, in his Loshon that he wrote to you, I'm not sure that he means the same story, because it sounds like he's saying that if he wouldn't have made him a Shliach, he wouldn't have made anybody a Shliach, so then the Moel would be chayav as Chalai. So immediately he has a Shaykh. So now that he made him a Shliach, Kaka doing it out of But he could make the bracha because he has a shayachas to the mitzvah, because if he wasn't the shliach, he would have to do it. So he's saying he can't call him mufka from the mitzvah. He has a shayachas to the mitzvah.
Yeah, I'm going to get to Chaim's lashon, but the etzem svara and the chayusi in the rush. The rush is saying etzem svara that since the father doesn't want a mal, the main of the chiv is on Klai Yisrael. And this moil is not being became the mitzvah for the father, and the Rosh is saying he's doing the mitzvah as Kol Yisrael. There being a time that does say he chapter the mitzvah from somebody, either from the shliach. He's saying that the father right to point the shliach. The father is still the bang bossi. The chiv is on the father. So this will be mechayev to be a time in the Rosh. There's a famous Ramban. That's the way the Ramban learns. The reason Ramban and Tisusurid, that they learn that the chiv of the father is not a chiv to mal b'yadayim. The whole chiv of the father to begin with is to be mesada a moil. And that's one of the truths of why it's not a mitzvah seishes man grama. The Taisis, the Kasha, is mitzvah seishes man grama that looks at night yipata. So time to Ramban, since the whole mitzvah is to be mesada, that you can do at night also. At night you can also be mesada to be mesada a moil for the next day. The main is not called mitzvah seishes man grama. So this Ramban would also be not like this Rosh. Because it's the whole mitzvah is a shtavus, so the father still has a schiva here. Another guy went and chapped around the whole meal, it took away even the shtavus from the father being masada the meal. He should be chayim yitzuvim. But the Rosh that holds that since the father is not being mal, the chiv becomes a ganz klai, so on the second moil has a chiv the same way the first moil has a chiv, the Rosh Zocher is saying this svara. That the father is not being moil, there's no chiv on the father, becomes a chiv on ganz klai. Mem is the famous shach, the Chesh Mishpat, some Shin Pei Beis, that he's medayek from this Rosh, a very similar halacha. The shach talks about, he tainas it and it bothers him, his lashon is, Mishu Moyel, in a Rosh Hashanah, Litin Smilin La'achal Moyel. He tainas in his times it was happening. He saw people that knew how to mal, and they would be mechav, it was a kibbut, it was a zach, a kibbut, like Siddur Kedushin, people know how to be mechav, Kedushin, maybe they're still mechav, but someone else, you do it. Mila also, though, people that knew how to do Mila, fathers that knew how to do Mila, they were mechab and somebody else to do the Mila. And the Shach's time, they were mevatel mitzasei deraisa. Because the first chiv deraisa is the pasuk in the Torah, is the chiv on the father. And the father goes, there's a kibbutz, someone else to do it, you're giving up your mitzvah mideraisa. Giving up your mitzvah mideraisa.
That sounds what he was saying. It could be, if the mitzvah that he should be nimble, so why the.
Right, the Shach is not going there. Shach, and he brings down this rush. He brings down this rush because just because you give it to somebody else doesn't make it your chiv. So that, but it seems the shach's tain is not on a person that doesn't know how to mal. The shach's whole tain was only on someone that knows how to do mila. If you don't do mila, then the chiv is on you, and then you're mechuyev to do it, and you should not be giving it away to the next person. But
so if a father and a grandfather.
Yeah, so if the father wants to give it, yeah. Machabe the Zayda.
My father,
who was the Moel?
My father.
Because he's a Shach. Yeah. Because otherwise, it would be Matam Mitzvah Zay, the Chiv is first on him, right? We could go with the Kivegu going the other week that the Mila is also for the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah was on the Zayd also. And that was also, but the father for Zichah comes for some Mila, also both reasons, Talmud Torah and Mila. This is the Kivegu is on base. Right. The Yonos Ephraim. Sorry? The Baruch Achnisa. The Baruch Achnisa, but the Chayyav is far on the meal also, but it's only on one reason for the meal, not for the main reason of the meal. So the Ksois, the Ensim Shem Pei Beis, and other Achrayim, and the ganze Welt seems to learn, the Shach is saying over here, that a Chiddush, that you cannot have Shlichus by Mila. Because if you can have Shlichus by Mila, then even if the father knows how to mal, why can't he have someone else to be mal b'shlichusai? And he's not mevatel mitzvah say. He's having a shliach do it for him. Since the shach says that if you know how to mal, if you give it up to someone else, you mevatel mitzvah say, the medayek that the shach holds, there's no shlichus over here. And they all ask on the shach, why not? Why shouldn't there be shlichus over here on like every mitzvah? What? Which bracha? The al ming or whoever does the actual ming makes the bracha al ming. That's a separate thing. Yeah, that's the father's bracha. That's the father's bracha. That doesn't go by who's the moil or not. Right. But the Ksais wants to learn in the Shach, that the Shach is saying that you're not allowed to give away the mila to somebody else because because you're mvatam mitzasei. So the Ksais, why you're mvatam mitzasei? You're being mekayim mitzvah midin shlichus. So the Ksais wants to learn from here that there's no din shlichus by mila. In fact, the Ksais, why taka not? So Ksais wants to say, Shukadech Teres, he wants to say it with the famous Teres Yisrael. The famous Teres Yisrael says, there's no din shlichus or mitzvah shebegufay. L'moshul, there is a din shlichus to shechtako and Pesach. When just the Pesach has to be nishchat, then my shlich shechse for me, that is a din shlichus. But a mitzvah shebegufay, l'moshul tefillin. Tefillin has to be put on my head. Tefillin has to be done with your body, there's no shlichus. Because if I would make Ruvin a shlich to put on tefillin for me, so the Teres Yisrael explains, I put tefillin on Reuven's head. If Reuven does a b'shlichusai midin shlichus, a shuchasham kamaisai, when he puts it on his own head, it'll be as if I put it on his head, but I didn't put tefillin on my own head. I didn't put tefillin on my own arm. So it's still a kafstal imanach tefillin. That's why there's no shlichus for Mr. Shabagufai. It's not shayach. So I say the same thing over here, it's Mr. Shabagufai, but it's a zeish rechsais, because the chayy mingla is not a din bedafka be a dayim with his own guf to do it. The chayy mingla is the nifal that the boy is gemalt. So Zeish Rechsois, Zeish Rechsach also, why taka is no shlichus by Mila? So I was thinking that more poshup shan the shach would be if you would taka learn that with the svar of the Rosh, and the svar of Chaim Kayevsky seemed to say, which I think he means the Rosh, that once the father, it could be the story like this. Once the father's not being mal, this creates a chiv on ganz klai Yisrael. Maybe that's the story of the shach. Since there's a chiv on the moil to mal mitzad atzmai from his own chiv, because we didn't call Yisrael, that's why he can't be a shliach. You can only be a shliach through the mitzvah of Yenim when you don't have your own chiv. But since he has his own chiv to make sure this boy is gamal, that's why he cannot be a shliach. Maybe that's the story over here. There's an Ozeru, it says a similar thing. But Gemaisa, what's Pshat in Minig Oilem? Minig Oilem, you could say, a person doesn't know how to mal, he's stuck in Oinus. Maybe that's the real answer, he's stuck in Oinus, and it's stuck in Modern Zach, according to this Rosh, and according to Shach of Kameh, when a person doesn't know how to mal, he gives the boy over to a moil, the moil is yes to the meaning of Yidin Koy Yisrael, and the father Taka doesn't have a mitzvah, but Zashay in a mitzvah, father me mal kid, he's not yes to the mitzvah. It's a schwer sach to say. And second of all, why don't we find people at least being mishtal to learn how to do mila? No one even bothers to learn how to do mila. Maybe not everyone could do it, but a person knows he's giving up his mitzvah for all his children. People should be more common that people should learn how to do mila, so they should be able to at least be yetzer the mitzvah themselves. So I was thinking it could be pshat minig olam is, and this you can even put this in the rush also. Could be pshat is that this whole halacha that when the father does a mal. And he doesn't know how to mal, the moil becomes mechuyu midin kol Yisrael. That's totally if the moil chooses to do midin kol Yisrael. But if the moil wants, he could be mevata on his chiv and not do midin kol Yisrael and do midin shlichas for the father. What makes him the Baal Nebos to decide all this? It works sechuri, and I think it works with Mitzvichas Kavana. Because first of all, Mandama Mitzvichas Kavana for sure. The moil could have in mind, I'm not being mechavin to be moil midin. The chiyuv of Kol Yisrael. I'm doing it. Be mechamet to midin shlichas of the father. And even according to Mandama, that mitzvah ain't shlichas kavana. There's a famous Taisus in Sukkah that says if you kavana lehepdach, for sure you're not yetzer. Taisus talks about how do you do the bracha on lulav and esrog over lasi yosan. That's midagbe nafik beidig mosse. As soon as you pick it up, yetzer. How do you make? And to make a bracha before you pick it up, Taisus says that isn't a chain. You don't make a bracha without even holding lulav and esrog in your hand. But once you pick it up, yetzer ready. So Taisus first teres, famous teres is b'shahavcha. You turn it upside down, and you're not yetzer because the mitzvah has to be derech yidulon. So you make the bracha when it's upside down, then you turn it over and you yetzer. The second teretz says you have kavanah lehepach. You take a pick it up straight, but you have in mind I'm not being yetzer the mitzvah. So the Taisa says even according to mandav mitzvahs ain't shichas kavanah, but if you kavanah not to be yetzer, you take that yetzer. You make the birchas a mitzvah, and then you have in mind now you have in mind being mechaven to be yetzer.
And he's chopping
it out. Right, I take it as a sign that the Chazanish did it that way. The Chazanish Taka didn't do it upside down, he picked it up straight. He's mechav not to be yetzer, he made the birchas a mitzvah, and he's mechav to be yetzer. I think the Welt doesn't do it because we're all nervous about what was I mechavin, was I mechavin yes to be yetzer, not to be yetzer. A little bit hard to control your machshavas. The Chazanish was shailed in his machshava, he knew what he was doing, and he did it there. He's mechav not to be yetzer, made the brach, he's mechav yes to be yetzer. But upon him here also, the moil, if he says befeirish, he's mechav befeirish not to be yetzer, he wants to be shlichas, maybe that's how it works, then it is b'shlichas, especially the way we're learning. The whole reason why the moil cannot do b'shlichas is because he has his chiv atzmai. He has his own chiv. Since he has his own chiv, he cannot be a shliach. But if he's mechavin not to be yetzer with his own chiv, then he thought it could be a shliach. And it would not be a bitl mitzvah sasei mitzidai because the mitzvah is being done. A bitl mitzvah sasei, which is an aveir, it's an aveir not to do a mitzvah, the commandment from David not to do it, is only if the mitzvah wasn't being done. But over here, he just changed the dynamics. He changed it, and now the father's being
mitzvah. Slapping it away from another moil.
But the other moil can... here we go. Lamaisa, that's how it works. And every moil is really always maskim to this. Whenever we give to a moil, they're maskim to mevata on their chiyiv, and we make up
the shlichas.
Make a mashiach, and the moil is maskim. Why is the moil maskim? Why is the moil say, I'm a chiyiv midin kol Yisrael, I want to do it for myself, I don't want to do it for you. Why is the moil do it? Teretz says, because I won't give you my son. There's a lot of moil out there, people do it for panasa, they're getting paid also. So every moil is mevata, and he gives it, and he does it this way. So if that's Pshan the Shach, that could be Pshan, if that's Taka the Rib Pshan the Shach, that would be Pshan the Minigayim. And Bemis you could clear, is a Shaykh for the Moil to be Mecham for both. Think about this, can the Moil be Mecham? I want to be Yetzim, Midin Kol Yisrael, Midin Atzmi, that I'm getting a mitzvah, I want you to get the mitzvah also. Can you, Shvaz the Chazoy, can you make it that you want to have in mind a little bit for both, that I'm doing the mitzvah and I'm doing it B'shlichas? Is it such a musik? If you say yes, that could be the Maisa, the Machaikis, the Dogma Vava, and the Magen Avraham.
How would you stem the Shach? So that the Shach be marked that you shouldn't make a model if you know how to do it. How are you stemming with the Shach? If you know how to do it, why can't you have Kavana to do it for you? If you know how to do it, don't.
You mean, I guess the Shach holds you can't do this. You can't just be Mechava not to do it for yourself, do it for him. First of all, you have to know Pshan the Shach.
The belt holds that the belt holds that the part is the only no shlitz for whatever reason. Not because of this.
But that's the Shach. If you want to learn different Pshan in the Shach, that the Pshan is because once you have a Chiv, I mean, the Kol Yisrael, you cannot go do it for B'shlichas. You have your own Chiv. You cannot do Shlichas when you have your own Chiv. So that's what the Shach holds, but Minigoyen will be, no, you can be Mevat on it. Maybe the Shach's Taina was that, I'll tell you, it could be the Shach's Taina was, if you're Medayek in the Shach, it could be the Shach's Taina was on the belt that they weren't making a Shliach, they didn't say the word Shliach, they would be Mechabit someone, he writes that that's what Lashon is, they'd be Mechabit someone else. Maybe the Kibbit was not to do Midin Shliachas, you don't come to Chavayis HaGoyis HaMensh, be my Shliach. You won't be mechabed if it's a guy selling gold to be the mob. Kivegi, you don't tell him be my shliach. That was the problem. People going to be mechabed yen. That's the part of the shach. Not so, but the enech nemi. The shach would be moed. If you made him a shliach and the moel had a kavona, I'm doing not l'shem my chiv, the head you're not.
Even somebody that doesn't know how to make, should also make sure not to be mechabed him.
Yeah. Because maybe people would do
it. Maybe
Musta'i, Loya, Matzi, don't say that on the sea. That's not so bashit. But I don't know if you hear what my Nesra I'm saying over here. If you want to say that it's Shaykh to be Mecham for both, to do it mitzad, really there's a Chiyiv, you didn't call your soul when the father does know Ramal, but you could be Mecham for both, to be Yetzir for yourself and to be Yetzir for the father also, that could be the Mechayk, so Mogen Ram and Dogen Mavav. The Mogen Ram holds that, you cannot do both. You have to be Mecham, you're not being Yetzir for yourself, you're only being Yetzir for the father, Midin Shlichas. That's what the Magen Avraham holds. You're only doing within Shlichas, and we have a Mokka from here that is that even the Shlich Mitzvah makes a Bracha. But the Dogma of Avraham hold, no, you're really being Yitzhak both. You're happening around your own Mitzvah, Midin Chayisol, and you're also doing it with Shlichas of the Father. So there's two Mitzvahs over here, but there's also Mitzvahs Atzmai involved over here, since the Father can't Mal, like Abraham Kinesi explained. Therefore, you're Mechuyiv as your own, as your. You're doing it as your own mitzvah, and mainly that's maybe why there's a brachas mitzvah. You have no right from here that shliach mitzvah makes a bracha. Okay, we have a few minutes for another Indian. And the Gemara Kedushin, the Chavtes says that it has three pasuk naturally, but the first pasuk Gemara Dashens is Tanabon Av Chay B'Nei Gomeroi. The father is Mechuyiv Tamal son. And then the Gemara says another pasuk that the father doesn't mal the son, there's a chiyuv on Bezdin and Kol Yisrael to mal the boy. And then there's a third pasuk in case Bezdin and Kol Yisrael doesn't mal him, there's a chiyuv on the boy himself. When he becomes a mitzvah, he's mechuyiv to mal himself. The Mechas Chinuch, the mitzvah beis, he says the Santa Shaila, when the boy grows up, does that take, and he's mechuyiv himself to mal himself, does that take off the father's chiyuv? Or does the father's chiyuv remain? L'moshel, let's say, you know, people come out of Russia. It was Pikuch Nefesh, Mamash, they were sent to Siberia, Mamash Pikuch Nefesh, if they did Mingla, and they didn't do Mingla. And the father and the son, the boy's 15 years old, they come to America, place where Baruch Hashem, we could do Mingla. Now the boy's Mechuyiv Tamal himself. Does that take off the father's Chiyiv, or does the father's Chiyiv still remain? And maybe the father's Chiyiv is a Kadima, and it'll even be maybe Shtekel Tzvi on the father. They come on, I'm the father, you pay for the Moil. Or do you say that no, once the son has his own chiyuv, he's already an adult, he's already a gadol, the father's chiyuv is off, you can't manai from the father to get the moil. That's the Mechas Chinuch Chakir. So Mechas Chinuch was being Yiraya from the Lashon of the Braisa. The Braisa says a few mitzvahs. Av chayv b'bnoi l'moile, v'nuftoisu l'am deteru l'asiyah isha, and to marry him off. Tainte Mechas Chinuch, this last mitzvah l'asiyah isha is l'chayr even when he's a gadol. And when he's a gadol, the boy has his own chiyuv to marry himself off. So even though the boy has his own chiyuv to marry himself off, it still remains the father's chiyuv to marry him off. Mechas Chinuch wants to say that'll be a raya, the same thing by Mingla. But I don't know if that's the biggest raya, because maybe it's a hakadisa, hakadisa. By marriage, marrying a boy off, since Chazal knew that the normal time to get married is when he's a gadol, and still Chazal put the chiyuv on the father to marry him off, to help him get married. Obviously, with the chazal could be the mitzvah even when the boy has his own chiyuv. But by Mingla, no normal cases, you're mechuyiv before your son's mechuyiv. But maybe once the son's mechuyiv, maybe that takes off the chiyuv. Then the Michis is being read from a chinuch right in the sefer Mitzvah Shin Tzad Beis with Mitzvah Pidyon Ben. The chinuch was running Rishonim. He talks about the same shine by Pidyon Ben. By Pidyon Ben, let's say you have a boy who was over by Mitzvah who never had Pidyon Ben. Now he's mechuyif to be paid himself. But the chinuch says beferish the father's still mechuyif to be paid him also. The chiv stuck on the son, but the chiv remains on the father also, and the chiv is first on the father because. The father is always the first one to mechuyif to be paid to the Pidyon Ben. So the Michis wants to say, same thing by Mila. You see, he talks about Pidyon Ben, but the same thing by Mila. It's a little bit mashman, the Chinuch is saying, didn't say this halacha by Mila, he said by Pidyon Ben. They're both not common cases that a boy got so old, became 13, never had Pidyon Ben, never had Mila. They're both not common. Mila is maybe more common where they could ask it. Pidyon Ben is a little easier to do in hiding in secret. But maybe you can make a chilek because there's a svarin achrenim that they want to say that Pidyon Ben, besides for the mitzvah, it's also the Torah created a chayv mamon. There's a chayv mamon that anyone that has a son owes shevet kahuna, owes the shevet of kahanim 5 slime. It's a chayv mamon. There's a different raya to it. I want to bring a raya to it. Maybe others bring it, but I think it's a klar raya from the Mishnah in Bechayr, Staf Mem Tes. The Mishnah says that the Mishnah says that mes haben if the lamed yom, the boy dies if the lamed yom. Even though he didn't give the heislaim, you still have to give the heislaim. Even if the baby Yechman's son died after the chiyuv pinyan ben, after the 30th day, and the father never gave the pinyan ben, the Mishnah says af pishon leinosan eating. Go find the kohen and give him heislaim. So nachay, what's behind this Mishnah? Nachay, there's no pidyon. The baby died, and if there's no pidyon, no ma'aseh pidyon. Nachay, there's no ma'aseh mitzvah. That's why I learned from this Mishnah. This Mishnah is telling you that besides the mitzvah, there's also chayv mamon, and that remains. When the baby was born and he reached 30 days, it was chal on you a mitzvah and a chayv mamon. But again, this as far as the others say also that there's a chayv mamon. Is a man of even chayv mamon, you can say that's the pshat over here. Even though that chayv mamon doesn't go away, just because the boy now became old and now he's mechuyev in his own pinyan ben, but that chayv mamon that you owe is like haka, that the shibudim, that mamon, that the shibudim remain. That chayv mamon remains. So that's personal right for pinyan ben. But maybe by mingo we taka say such a svar, once the boy has own chayv, that's mafkiya the chayv of the father. The Mechasuch must be another Santa Raya from the famous Tosfos in Kedushin. Tosfos says Akasha. What the Gemara says, the Gemara is a drasha from Oisev Lo Yisod, that Isha is potter from Bimal Hasan. The Chiv Ming is only Chiv on the father, not on the mother. The Gemara is a drasha. So, like Tosfos, what do you need a drasha for? Why don't you say it's Mitzvah's Mangroma? Because the Mitzvah is only at day, not by night. And we know any Mitzvah that's telling the time. Women are potter. What's going to need drasha for? And for Tosfos, that Echnami, we only need this drasha according to Blazer of Shimon and Yivam Estafayim Beis that holds that Mila Shalei Bezmana, that Mila after the 8th day is even Balayla. It's one mandama that holds that after the 8th day, we don't pass it that way, but one mandama holds that if the Mila is late, you can do the Mila even at night. As a Mila, it's not Zman Grama, because it could be either day or night. And Echnami, according to us that we hold that Mila is always in the day and night, we don't need a pasuk. This whole pasuk we need according to Blazer of Shimon. But then Tosfos says, that's only a teretz for after Yom HaShemini. But why isn't it Mitzvah Zeshman Grama? Because the Mitzvah only starts by Yom HaShemini. It's still totally in time. It only starts by Yom HaShemini. So for Tosfos, that since Yom HaShemini V'Hola in Lehefsik, since from the 8th day on, the Chiyuv goes straight, that's why it's not Zeshman Grama. Zeshman Grama has to be, that has a start and a stop. The Mitzvah is in the morning until the night. It begins and it ends. That's my grandma. Over here, Taka doesn't start until the 8th day, but it never ends. The mitzvah, the chiv goes on forever until you do it. If you're going to say that when the boy becomes bar mitzvah, the chiv of the father goes off, it should be right this my grandma. Because the chiv is Taka starts at the 8th day and ends when he's 13. What's the difference if it's how long it is? It becomes my grandma. So from here, you have it right that no, that from this Tosfos, that seems to hold that even after he's 13, the mitzvah keeps on going. That even though the son is on chiv, the mitzvah keeps on going. But I was thinking that's not such a shagaraya because that's not called a Zman Grama. Zman Grama means that the mitzvah is totally in a time. It's not totally in a time. Really, Be'etzin, the mitzvah goes on forever. It's just Dav Acha Garmla. It's that when the boy becomes a mitzvah, his own chiv is mafkiya, the chiv of the father or the mother. But that's not called a Zman Grama. It's something else that takes off, that ends the mitzvah. The boy has his own chiv, that takes off the chiv of the father. But it's not really totally in Zman.
He's only an Arab until he's not a god.
Right, I don't know if that's called Zman Grim. Is normally like a mitzvah is telling me in the time of Sukkot, the time of Rosh Hashanah, Tkiya Shofar, or the day or the night. It has a time factor. This is never a time factor. It has a time factor of Yom HaShemini. That's a time factor. But the ending time is not really a time factor. It's a din. It's a din that the boy's chiv will take off the father's chiv. So maybe that's not the biggest giant. Agav on the whole Tosis kasha that the Tosis asks the first of that, why is it Mitzvah Zman Grama? Because the chiv is only in the day, not at night. The Turi Evin Chagiga Daf Tezayin Mabez is a kasha on Tosis that Nechir that's Bechana Zman Grama. Zman Grama means that he can't mom sell. Maybe if that's the whole svara. The whole svara is to say the boy's chiyev is mafkiy. Maybe according to that side in the chakir. I mean we won't push the chakir. But they just want to say to Yevin, yes, on the whole Tosis, L'chayr Zman Grama means that a mitzvah begins at a time and it ends at a time, and that's the end of that mitzvah. You can never do it again. Well, Moshul Tefillin. Tefillin is in the day and ends at night, and then it's gone. First, the Hashem didn't do Tefillin that day. That mitzvah he missed out. That mitzvah's end. It's finished. The next day is a whole new chiyev. It's not the pshat that the next day you can. So that's a whole new haraya. Even though you put on Tefillin today, you still have to put on Tefillin tomorrow because tomorrow's a whole new chiyev. Every day is new chiyev. But Mila, it's not the pshat. The next day is new chiyev. The next day is a continuation of this chiyev. It's all the same chiyev. So it's not Zman Grama. It never really ends. Zman Grama means it begins and ends, but this never ends. It has a hefsek. This is a mitzvah that you can do and that you can't do at night, but tomorrow you could do it. But it's all the same mitzvah. It never has an end. The fact that it's only in day and not night, that's not called Zman Grama, because it's not a mitzvah that has an ending point. It never has an ending point. It has a time you can't do it, but it's always the same mitzvah. It's not a zevi. That's the two yevans kash on the other. Obviously, it takes the whole way. Obviously, it takes whole that the klal mitzvah Zman Grama is any time you can't do it. That's the Zman Grama. But two yevans. What's the thing on that?
The two of them is kind of like a bonus. Yeah.